With the advent of the smartphone, cultures in many parts of the world have adjusted to making smartphone usage a way of life. Gone are the days of carrying multiple devices such as portable CD players, cameras, video cameras, and laptops. The smartphone does it all. Smartphones have become handy devices for use in the classroom and in the boardroom. Studies show that the average person checks his or her smartphone at least 110 times a day. But smartphone usage has brought various social diseases along with it. One such phenomena is known as FOMO, or the fear of missing out. When people are constantly connected to social media on their smartphones, viewing the glamorous lives of celebrities and others, their lives may seem dull and boring in comparison. They feel socially threatened, but still feel the need to stay connected and informed about the lives of others. Psychologists say that this causes social confusion, especially among young people, as they lose their own sense of self by looking outward rather than inward. It also causes severe stress. A new diagnosable social disorder has cropped up due to smartphone use. The disorder is called nomophobia, and a person who is suffering from it has an irrational fear of being without their smartphone. The name comes from no mobile phone phobia. Studies show that those with nomophobia avoid face-to-face interactions, have very high levels of anxiety, and suffer from depression. They also have increased stress and feelings of loneliness. Smartphones have also had a significant effect on our attention span. 10 years ago, a study revealed that humans had an attention span of 12 seconds, while a goldfish had one of 9 seconds. Due to the rising level of smartphone addiction, however, the average human attention span has dropped to 8 seconds. This serious lack of attention has its consequences. It causes many to develop a bad habit of looking at their smartphones while driving, which has caused an alarming rise in the number of serious and even fatal accidents. Research shows that 26% of all car accidents are caused by phone usage. But it's not limited to drivers. Pedestrians who look at their cell phones while walking haven't noticed do not walk signs and have been putting themselves in harm's way. According to experts, the notion that we feel an attachment to the smartphone because it contains our lives is just part of the story. Most young people, called screenagers, suffer from nomophobia as a result of FOMO. Nomophobia creates an inner conflict. That is, they know they should cut down on smartphone usage, but can't. If they can't see what their friends are up to, they start to develop separation anxiety. This causes some to severely panic. There are many as well who actually suffer from anxiety symptoms if they do manage to break away from their phones. Current studies show that 77% of teens who own a smartphone suffer from nomophobia, and the percentage continues to rise. They say that they become anxious when their phones have no charge. What can those who suffer from nomophobia do to break their addictions? There are some support groups that have formed to deal with the smartphone addiction. One such group is called Internet and Tech Addiction Anonymous, which gives practical advice in person. An example is that some who want to cut down on their phone usage should make a habit of leaving their phones in their bags during a social gathering so that they won't be tempted to look at them. Note, however, that online support groups might be avoided as they are liable to defeat the purpose. Also, there are several apps that will help those who suffer from the addiction. One of them monitors usage and helps sufferers set limits for when they use the phone. Another is a kind of game in which plants grow while the gamers don't use their smartphones. The last and most important thing is having comfortable periods of time when they are engaged in something other than their smartphones. Spending time doing other things in your free time, such as meditating, interacting with people, drawing or painting, helps a lot to break a smartphone addiction.